This podcast is sponsored by Stoney's Bar and Grill Cirencester. Get the Christmas party started at Stoney's, with tables available for up to 50 people, or buffets for up to 70 people. Hurry and book yours now before they all go by calling 01285 642 006 or visiting www.stonies.co. Let the festivities begin!
Warning. This presentation may contain adult swear words such as It may also contain actions of an adult nature, such as my in the ass, all over my and my big thank you.
Now stand aside, worthy adversary.
'Tis but a scratch.
A scratch? Your arm's off.
No, it isn't.
Well, what's that then?
I've heard worse.
You liar!
Come on, you pansy!
It's time for the all-new Pancast Show.
Nom 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 nom.
With your hosts, Neil!
You silly sod!
Pavel!
What a strange person!
Jen!
Lovely filth down here!
So with Halloween gone and the firework night nearly upon us, it's time to get your rockets out and light up your sparklers as we all wait for the largest of fireworks, the golden shower, to sprinkle all over us in its joy here on the Pancast Show.
I'm Bono.
I'm The Edge.
I'm Madam Clayton.
And I'm Larry Mullen Jr.
And we're you two.
Now feck off.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Pancast Show. We've started well. We started as we mean to go on.
We have.
Hello, Pav, how are you? No, seriously, how are you?
I'm all right.
Moving swiftly on. Hello, Jen, you're back in the shed with
Hello.
Us. Are you all right?
I'm good. I'm far better than Pav.
Oh, bless him.
Can't help it.
He got
this must be Jen.
Yay.
I'm Pickle Rick.
Yes. Yes.
Kikini Bamala.
Kikini Bamala.
Kikini Bamala.
This is great. All very exciting.
Yes.
Was that all right? It made you feel better?
Better
now. You can't talk, can you, bless you?
It's shocking.
Is it Halloween?
I don't know what it is. What it really is in the 17 weeks I've been doing this Keep Fit Healthy thing, Foot of the Mountain podcast. Subscribe, everybody, please.
Do.
I've never felt so shit in all my life.
it's all the toxins coming out. All that nasty gunk.
I don't think it is.
That bile and vile and shite that you've fed yourself over all these years is now coming out.
Surely all that would be dissipating by now.
It's coming out as illness.
Well,
once the illnesses have passed.
It's doing me head in. That's what it's doing.
None shall pass.
Because I've never been so ill in this last 17 weeks than I've been ever.
No, drink brandy.
No, I don't like brandy.
I know, don't like it, but drink it.
Don't want it.
If it doesn't cure you, you just get pissed anyway.
Well, no, because that's no good. I don't like it.
So did anybody celebrate Halloween here?
Not really.
Did you have any trick or treaters?
Nothing. No one.
No.
Nobody came to your door, pal.
I think I was in here.
Sat in with
all the lights off.
Well, yeah. I need to check your microphone is working. Say something again, Jen.
Hello.
I think it's working again. We're having a really good start to the show. Right, say something again now, Jen.
Hello.
That's better.
We got
a loose connection. Sorry, Jen.
Something not quite right, you know.
It's the ghosties.
I think we've got ghosties with us tonight.
Ghosties and ghoulies. It's Pav's ghoulies.
I think it might well be. I've got a really good story to start
off with. All right, I'm going to sit back and relax
then. So we're going to do this.
Life is
Now, what I've tried to do with these stories is do something that is going to be quite fun, that will be sort of like quite light-hearted and like. But this is quite a tragic tale.
Oh, no. Am I going to cry?
Well, you won't cry, but I got this from metro.co.uk. So
that's the freebie you get on the tube.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. Okay. A man called Will Highfield has had thousands hooked on his proposal story. The 19-year-old posted a short tale of love and loss to Twitter, detailing a tragic event that centres on his plans to ask his girlfriend to marry him.
Aww.
So just bear with me a little bit, because it is a little bit sort of drawn out. But
okay.
He's just about to pop the question. Will explains that a man tumbled into the room and promptly fell onto a glass table.
Oh.
Resulting in a shard of glass impaling him in the eye and blinding him.
Oh, sheesh.
Now, this isn't where the story ends.
Okay, that's good.
The man from Sheffield, he revealed that the girlfriend and the man that had the injuries actually grew close.
Right.
Not just close, that they ran off together.
Oh, no! That's bollocks.
So this... This is what Will wrote on Twitter. He said, "Nobody knows this about me, but a couple of years ago, I was madly in love and wanted to propose to the girl I was seeing. I should have chosen a better place, because literally just as I was about to ask her, someone who I work with called Joseph barged into the room out of nowhere, tripped over and fell over, breaking a glass table with his face."
Ouch.
This obviously stopped what was about to happen. Now, I didn't know Joseph very well. I couldn't even tell you.
This is leaving us in suspense.
You can't leave it on a cliffhanger.
Hang on. Right. So Joseph had got a big glass shard in his eye, making him completely blind in that eye, and had to wear one of those cotton pad things on his eyes for a couple of months.
Yeah.
Then suddenly he disappeared along with the girl I was seeing. Later, I found out apparently they bonded during the time after his injuries and left together. Left me behind without as much as a note. I tried to track them down, but never could. I was heartbroken.
What a bitch.
I mean, this apparently has been getting thousands and thousands of retweets and that online.
Right.
And he finished off by saying, "But the message I want to get across from sharing this experience is, if it hadn't been for Cotton Eye Joe, I'd been married a long time ago. Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from, Cotton Eye Joe?" No, I don't know. I'm sure I'm thousands that have read that was enthralled with all of that. Until I got to the end.
So is it not real?
No.
It's that Cotton Eye Joe song.
It's all just a pun. It's to get that punchline. I was waiting for you because like you would normally ruin it, things like that.
No, not that time. I was really in the story, in the moment.
So there you go.
I was rooting for Joe. Not Joe. What's the other one?
What, you were rooting for Will. The other guy to
Willie.
Take his girlfriend?
Yeah.
Bugger
that's
off.
Not, that's not very
yeah,
nice.
It's not very nice, is it? No, I didn't mean that. It's like a bloody episode of EastEnders, isn't it?
It wasn't. So there you go. All for the fact of a little
I
bit
like
of a joke.
I like that one.
Did you like that?
I like that one.
So it started off as a bad thing, but it's...
Yeah, it turns out that it was hilarious.
Life is
well done, Pav. Life isn't so shit, unless you got a cold.
Unless you got a cold.
Yeah, so it's time for...
Yes!
Yes.
It's time for the all-new Pancat Show. Top 10.
Here we go.
10.
Kingsman, The Golden Circle.
We've all seen this.
Oh.
And it's all very good. I liked it.
I liked it.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, it was fun, wasn't it? If you like the first one, you'll like the second one, won't you?
Yeah, and if you like the second one, then...
You'll like the first one. And if you like the second one, the first one, you'll probably like the third one.
Oh,
I was going to say, they'll probably make a third one, so...
Well, More than likely.
He said he wants to.
Mm. Oh, it's me again, isn't it?
9.
Happy Death Day.
This is a horror film that did really well in America. It's about a person that keeps dying by a mysterious hand or a serial killer or something, but she relives that day over and over. They're actually saying it's not very scary, and it only had like a PG-13 in America, but it was very successful there. Not so much here, just saying.
Mm. I think it had a $4 million budget, and it's taken like $48 million in America.
That's a hit.
That is a hit.
I dribbled.
You were that excited.
Dirty boy. Yes, Jen. Oh, it's me again, isn't it? Sorry, arms. Really?
Breathe.
This is Andrew Garfield, and Claire Foy is the true story of the guy that mobilised the...
Yeah, it looks, it's very Oscar baitery.
Yeah, we did
it?
A trailer reaction on it when the first trailer was released.
Andy Serkis direct.
He did. It's his first movie.
It is.
So, not something I'd probably watch, maybe if I was bored on streaming.
What kind of movie is it?
Like, it's like the Imitation Game sort of thing, or The Theory of Everything, the one about Stephen Hawking and that sort of thing.
Okay.
Sort of like when he's true story with a twist and somebody's got a disability somehow and they plug for the Oscar and My Left Foot and Daniel Day-Lewis. And
yeah, just going to keep listing songs now. Yeah.
Song?
Seven.
My Little Pony.
You saw this, didn't you, Pat?
I did.
Did you actually?
I did. I thought it was fantastic.
Is it movie of the year?
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, I don't know. I it didn't do very well in America, did it? Which I think they were looking for.
But apparently it goes on for nearly an hour and 45 minutes. For a kid's film, that's far too long.
For a My Little Pony, it's far too long. Yeah. Anyway, next one.
Six.
Geostorm.
Shitstorm, more like. Apparently, it's awful. Apparently,
we haven't seen it, though, have we?
No, I can't judge, but just by reviews, everybody's pretty much panned it. Even people
who have
been to see it.
Yeah, they have said that it is going to cost the studio about $100 million, apparently.
Ouch.
So,
imagine losing $100 million.
But then again, Warner Brothers, if you look at what they've had this year, they've had a few good, really big hits.
They have. Wonderfulman.
They've got Justice League coming.
Wonderfulman.
So, yeah.
Yeah, we're not going to mourn them too much, are we?
Dunkirk.
Yeah, that was Warner Brothers. Another big hit. Isn't Blade Runner Warner Brothers?
No.
It was originally, wasn't it? Oh, yeah,
Jen knows.
Five.
Blade Runner,
your mic's gone again.
Speak of the devil. Oh no, your poor old mic.
Blade Runner, loved it.
Yeah, I loved it.
Hated it.
Why? It's gone again.
Hello?
I honestly don't know what's going on with it. Just to talk again.
Hello?
There you go.
There we go. Let's keep that on there, hopefully, fingers crossed.
Yeah.
Yeah, didn't enjoy it.
You wouldn't say it was shit. You would say it was boring, would you?
Yeah, boring. I suppose if you're into it, it's good.
It's because you're a lady.
You're a lady.
Although, no, I know some ladies that actually did like the film. It's not for everybody. I can completely agree with that. It's not for everybody, but I think it's a modern day classic.
Yeah, it's going to be remembered for a very long time.
I think so. What number was that?
You want number four now?
Four.
The Death of Stalin?
That's the one. I really want to watch this, but I'm not going to get to see it at the cinema. It'll be one that I sit down and enjoy at home.
Yeah,
I think.
It does look very, very funny.
Three!
The Lego Ninjago movie.
Yes, well, I haven't seen this, have you?
No, it seems to be hanging around, though.
Well, yeah, we had half term, didn't we? That's why.
Always thinking.
The third Lego movie, they're saying it's not quite as accomplished as the Lego movie or Batman Lego movie. Which I've not seen yet, Batman Lego movie.
It's good. There's a lot going on in it. It's quite sort of a lot of colour. It's like Disney puked on the stage.
Right, there's just a lot going on.
A lot going on. Next one.
Two.
Jigsaw.
Obviously another Saw movie.
Mixed reviews it's had. I don't know what anyone else out there thinks.
I've spoken to people that have actually seen it, and they said it's the goriest one that they've seen. The gore has been really amped up this time.
Gore sometimes doesn't equate to a good movie.
Not at all. But that's what the Saw turned into, isn't it?
It did.
The Saw movies became...
First one, have you seen any of them?
I've seen the first one.
First one is a classic, I think.
Yeah, it's a great movie. The twists and the turns in it. I actually
twists and turns, like a twisty-turny thing.
Yeah. I actually quite enjoyed the first three.
Did you?
Because they did a nice little loop and they came back to themselves and then they went to four, it just went...
Yeah.
Is it following on from the other Saws, or is it like a standalone?
I believe so.
But under the same kind of...
Apparently it is linked to the original Jigsaw guy.
Why change the name?
Because to refresh it. It's like a revamp of the franchise.
Yeah.
One.
Thor, Ragnarok.
I loved it. I did. I really did enjoy it. I know you weren't so fond.
It's not. I have the same feelings with this as I did with Spider-Man Homecoming, that I went in with, I think, too many expectations, and for some reason it didn't hit those expectations. I got no qualms with the fact if I watch it again, that I'll probably enjoy it more.
Mm.
but I think there were times when it just felt it was trying to be too funny.
Oh, really? Did you not think that was the Tahiti Waikiki?
Yeah.
His input into
Tahiti
that.
Tahiti Waikiki.
Yeah. What?
Is that a real name?
I don't think that's his name.
No, why did you say it?
I can't remember what it is, but I don't think it's Tahiti Waikiki.
Isn't that a Greek dip?
Yeah, it's really nice.
But there were bits in it that
it
really
Waikiki,
worked.
It is Waikiki, though, isn't it?
I don't know. But there were bits in it that I thought, there's no spoilers, we won't do any spoilers, but there are people that die in it. That it just seems to... Oh, right, okay, they've gone.
Brush it under the carpet a little
yeah.
bit.
Yeah, and I do think that certain bits that are in the trailer that are different in the movie...
But I think, yeah, that's...
Did make not make me angry, but it made me just come out of the movie a little bit. And also the fact that I love the whole Thanos Infinity War Stones storyline, and the last couple of movies they've done haven't had that...
No,
they've been tiny little bits, yeah. but it's not been run through. So,
I mean, my one if I had any complaint, was it was a bit too CGI for me.
Yeah.
It was a bit too much. That's the one thing. I would give it 4 toes up.
Would you?
Yeah.
I'll give it 3.
It's not a classic.
No.
But I really enjoyed it. Made me laugh.
I really wanted to like it because the trailer was one of the best trailers of the year.
Yeah.
But it's another one of those reasons now of don't look at the trailer thinking... That's what's the movie. That's what's going to be the movie because this one is definitely not that.
Would you watch it, Jen?
Have had absolutely no idea what you've been talking about for the last few minutes.
Thor.
Do you like Thor? You know, in the Avengers, the big Viking-y guy, the long hair, the
one that's got head sticking out of there, like, between the two.
Yeah, he's like got the big hammer.
Yeah, mon you.
It's not my kind of film.
No,
it's not realistic.
Well, no, I wouldn't expect it to be realistic.
Is it realistic for you?
No.
No?
Why would it be?
I don't know.
It's not realistic, is it?
No.
Might be when in have my you seen universe.
A man? Hey, up, time for church.
I've seen many men's with hammers.
Many men's?
Many men's with hammers.
I bet you have. Just sounds like they're all smacking in the church bell.
Yeah.
Should we shush now?
We better add.
Nineteen ninety-four.
Right, so let's begin at the beginning, like we always do. So 1994. What, guys, was the most watched TV program in 1994? Have a guess. Try and think.
Cast. I was 2.
So it would have been Teletubbies.
Thomas the Tank Engine?
Possibly.
Teletubbies?
No.
Noel Edmonds' House Party?
I didn't see that in there, in the list. But
EastEnders, then?
No. I'll put you out of your misery. Brookside. It was Torville and Dean, Olympic Ice Dance Championship at Lillehammer, when they came back to recreate it. That was the most watched program. Do you remember that, though?
No.
Nor me. And you were a big Torville and Dean fan.
I was.
You strike me as a Torville and Dean fan.
I was. Let me just say as well, I like that song.
Yay!
I thought that song was quite good, yeah.
It is a good song. Listen to the full version. It's a nice song.
Well, don't tell me to see more.
Come on, get on with it, boy.
Don't force more.
Yes, for goodness
right,
sake.
Right, the top film of 1994.
1994 would have been 4 Weddings and a Funeral.
That was a big grossing movie, but it wasn't the top movie. There's some huge movies in 94.
Is there?
There was. There really was. You're a fan of it. It's animated. And I know you're a fan of it.
Toy
I know
Story
you
2?
Like it. No.
Lion King or something? Was it Lion King?
Boom! Well done,
Jen. Yes.
The Lion King. It made $856.8 million.
Finger on the pulse as usual.
Yeah, but $856 million. You see, that's a lot of moolah.
It's the Lion King, though. Can't blame him.
Yeah.
The new one coming out next year.
Is that?
Yeah, Beyonce's in it.
A live action.
They've made it. They're made.
Oh no.
Yeah.
No.
I'm intrigued. I don't know whether it'll be good, but I'm intrigued.
Chiwetel Ejiofor is playing Scar. And then you've got Billy Eichner is going to be Timon.
And Seth
Rogen is Pumbaa.
Oh, okay, maybe, maybe.
I think it's going to be cool. Yeah, Beyonce is Nala.
Yeah.
And,
can you feel the love tonight? All the single ladies.
That's how it's going to go, is it?
Yeah. Okay. Who was the Premiership champions in 93 and 94?
United, probably.
Of course it was. They won everything back then, didn't they? So, your favourite team, isn't it? Talking of football, last night, eh?
I know. What the hell happened?
Just amazeballs.
Yeah, I know. We had another clean sheet.
I know. Yeah.
I know.
What about
Don't encourage him.
Real Madrid.
Don't encourage him.
Oh, yeah, that's your team, isn't it? Real Madrid.
Yeah, me.
Yeah,
my team. We lost some famous people, obviously, in 1994. Some big names, like Kurt Cobain.
Oh.
Died in 1994.
One of the 27 Club.
Yeah. Raul Julia died in 1994. Now, you're frowning at me. You think you don't know who he is, but...
I don't know who he is.
He was Gomez in the Addams Family movies.
Oh!
Yeah, he died suddenly, didn't he?
He did.
He made the film Street Fighter, which is freaking awful, with Jean-Paul Gaultier.
With Jean-Paul Gaultier.
Yeah. Jean-Claude Van Damme, and Kylie Minogue was in it, and that was his last film. Richard Nixon died in 1994.
Tricky Dicky.
Yeah. Jackie Kennedy.
Tricky Jackie.
No, obviously she was...
Jackie Kennedy Onassis.
One of my favourite comedians, Bill Hicks, died in 1994.
Bill Hicks.
Very funny guy. John Candy.
Oh.
Died in 1994.
Who is he?
He was Uncle Buck. He was...
Planes, Trains and Automobiles. Have you seen that with Steve Martin?
Have you seen... He was the big jolly... Fat? Can I use the word fat?
If you want to.
Well,
he was the big fat guy. He was
in what?
He was in a lot of American comedies. He was
Cool Runnings.
Oh, yeah,
He was the coach from that. Yeah. Telly Savalas.
Oh.
He's looking at you, kid. No, that wasn't right, was it? What did he... What was his catchphrase?
Have you ever seen Black Books?
Yeah.
Where they do Belly Savalas.
Oh.
Whenever someone mentions his name, that's all I mentally think of.
What was his catchphrase?
Who loves your baby?
Who loves your baby?
He is looking at you, kid. Was Humphrey Bogart.
Yeah, yeah, I knew that.
Yes.
Burt Lancaster.
Hey. That's my Burt Lancaster.
from here, eh?
Field of Dreams.
Oh, yeah, he was.
He was fantastic. Yeah, yeah.
Peter Cushing.
Oh.
Died in 1994.
More cushion for the pushing.
Did he invent the cushion?
Do you remember in the Young
he
Ones? I'll get the steak, you get the cushion. So that was just a few.
Is that all that died?
No, it was more, but they were. I just wanted to bring the bigger names through. There were some big names, wasn't there? January. Oh, I thought you were going to carry on singing. Then we waited the moment. 1 month before the Winter Olympics, Nancy Kerrigan was attacked with a police baton by the ex-husband of her rival, Tonya Hardy, which is quite poignant that I'm bringing this out because they've just released the trailer a couple of days ago for the movie.
I, Tonya.
Have you seen the
trailer?
I haven't yet. I only saw it today.
What's the Red Band trailer? Oh, God, what's her name?
Margot Robbie.
No, the one that plays her mum. She was in West Wing, and she's always normally always plays these stuffy kind of women.
Right.
She plays her mum. What a bitch.
Oh, really?
Oh my God, yeah.
But she's going to be...
It looks very much like the sort of Wolf of Wall Street kind of thing.
Okay.
But yeah, it looks totally messed up.
And then February came round, obviously.
February.
Police in Gloucester began excavations at 25 Cromwell Street.
Oh my Lord.
Home of Fred and Rose West. Now, you obviously won't remember this being any two, but do you remember it well? It was all big.
I remember when it sort of happened,
They say he was a good builder.
He built around here, you know. They came and dug around here.
Is his house still there?
No, it's a footpath now.
Oh.
Yeah, they knocked it down. But yeah, it's one of those things where you think these things don't happen anywhere near you. And then
it does.
It's literally like 15 miles down the road.
To be fair, though, when you look at pictures of him, surely somebody must have had an inkling.
He looked like a grown-up version of Eddie Munster.
I don't know. He always reminded me of Mungo Jerry.
Okay.
But like a white Mungo Jerry. Because Mungo Jerry
in the summertime when the weather is... Yeah.
Okay. But, she's still alive, isn't she? Is she still alive?
Yeah,
probably. And was it you that told me that they're in the crowd of a 3-2-1?
No.
Is it 3-2-1 or Bullseye? But somebody told me that if you look carefully, there's an episode of either 3-2-1 or Bullseye, and Fred and Rosemary West are in the crowd.
In one!
In one! Build your own patio!
How many bodies can I find?
Get a dusty bin to put all your body parts in. Oh, you shouldn't be saying things like
that.
No,
we shouldn't. It was awful. It shocked us all. March came round.
March.
Lynn Perry makes her final appearance on Coronation Street as Battle Axe Ivy Tilsley.
She was another one that was a mess, wasn't she?
Yeah, the press later speculates that Perry's decision to have plastic surgery without consulting her bosses was the reason for her departure. Now, this was sudden. Now, I would recommend you Google if you don't know this woman, because she was quite famous in Coronation Street, wasn't she? Ivy Tilsley.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden she had, well, like a midlife, but a later life crisis. So she had the most awful plastic surgery. She then started to get drunk on TV shows, appeared on late night shows, gave a bloke a blowjob live on telly, didn't she? Yeah, or just
is
kissed.
Is there footage of that? Mm.
Or it was on The Word or something. Not blowjob, but kissed his Willy,
yeah,
live on telly.
I can remember her on Shooting Stars. She was
a mess.
She was an absolute
I suppose
mess.
She's a bit like you. You know, you got yours out live.
Yeah. Oh,
on
we don't
radio.
Want to talk about that anymore. Yeah. Let's move on.
But, minus the plastic surgery.
Yeah, this day and age. Yeah, but she died quite quick after all of this kicked off, didn't she? Yeah, she did have quite a sad demise, but it was almost really shocking. I'd forgotten about her until I was reading this. And then April came round.
April.
The Monday night episode of EastEnders was introduced.
Oh, thank God for that.
And we've never looked back since.
We haven't. How many nights is it on now?
Every night, isn't it?
Is it?
No, I don't watch it. Surely it must be every night. It always seems to be on.
I'm just amazed that it's still on, to be honest.
It's just so depressing. And Brian Lara hits 375 runs in one day, making it a new world record. Brian Lara became everywhere, didn't he? He had games and all sorts.
Did he?
Do you remember Brian Lara?
Yeah, I know Brian Lara.
Okay. You know him, do you?
Yeah.
How do you know him?
West Indian.
Yeah, but how do you know him?
He's a cricketer.
Yeah, but what, you actually know him?
Well, I don't actually know him,
well,
no.
When you said that.
When you said that. What were your name?
May. We got another death, I'm afraid. Ayrton Senna dies after crashing in lap 6 at the San Marino Grand Prix.
I should say, we've done April, haven't we?
Yeah.
I'd be remiss if I didn't announce the fact that that was when we, myself and my wife, got married.
Aww.
Last day of April, April the 30th, because we were sat in a restaurant in Stratford-upon-Avon on our honeymoon when somebody came in and said, "Oh, Ayrton Senna's just died in a car crash."
Shocker.
Yeah, I went, ooh. I wasn't a one fan, but.
And the Channel Tunnel officially opened in this month. Have you been through the tunnel?
No.
I have. You?
I have. One of my favourite ever jokes I ever played on somebody at Honda when I worked there on the line. Somebody was going, I'd already been there, and somebody was going through the tunnel. I said, make sure you take a camera. I said, because you can see dolphins and whales. He's going, you're joking. He said, my kids are going to love that. I said, it's amazing, honest. It's just beautiful, clear blue sea. You see, like, fish and coral. It's amazing. And, of course,
you don't see anything.
You don't see anything. It's black as shite.
What are you, Liam Gallagher? Right, June. That's Life, the long-running show hosted by Esther Ranson for 20 years, is broadcast for the final time.
Aww.
Now, I thought this finished a lot earlier. That's Life was like the massive show on a Sunday night in the 80s, wasn't it? I can't remember the other people that were on it. Doc Cox was one.
Yeah, Doc Cox. Or you had Cyril Fletcher was one of the original ones. Gavin Searle. I remember their faces, but
yeah.
What did they do?
It was like a consumer program. If people had,
it's been like the One Show, but a bit more adult and funnier.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but if you had, say, a builder had,
like Watchdog,
sort of, yeah, but it was more lighthearted. They would also have funny stories. And,
yeah, and Doc Cox always told a joke or whatever it was.
Yeah, or you'd have heartwarming stories, but it was like a magazine program, but nighttime.
Yeah, it was always, we always used to watch it. Kept us entertained.
Yeah, just before Shoestring, I think it used to be on, wasn't it, on BBC One?
Shoestring?
Yeah, it must have, yeah.
Bow, bow, bow.
Eddie Shoestring. That was, what was
Trevor Eve.
Trevor Eve.
I used to love Shoestring.
Brian Lara.
Hit, what, again?
Yeah, 501 not out.
Jesus!
And 390 runs in a new world-beating record.
1994 was his year, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Hey, Jen?
That was the year for cricket.
Well, Lara.
Yeah. And then, in June, was the famous OJ chase on the freeway.
Oh.
Now, this OJ Simpson, when he was in the back of the car, wasn't he?
He was bundled
in the back, wasn't he? And they shot off through the freeways. Can do that now.
He had a gun.
Did he?
Yeah. Did you ever watch that People versus OJ?
No.
With
OJ.
No, what's his name?
Yeah, from Boys in the Hood.
And yeah,
Cuba Gooding Jr.
Cuba Gooding Jr. It's brilliant. You should watch it.
Oh, it's on one of the streamings.
But yeah, I was fascinated. I used to watch the roundup on a Sunday afternoon.
Right. It was. You can now see the evidence that the crime scene photos of his wife, and they're pretty harrowing now. OJ Simpson in July.
Literally then, got away with murder.
He did.
That's what he did.
Well, fair play to him.
July, OJ Simpson was arrested for murder and pleads absolutely 100% not guilty.
That's committing to something, isn't it?
Well,
yeah.
You just need to watch The People vs. OJ. I know it's a dramatised thing. But they do cover it very well.
Based like pretty much
it's based on the whole thing. I mean, I was fascinated with the case because I think it used to be a Sunday night. They used to show the highlights because everything in the courtroom, everything was televised.
Yeah.
Yeah,
the whole trial was televised.
Oh wow!
And the fact that the prosecution made such a balls up. That they got him to try and put these gloves on that were found at the scene, and because he had like rubber gloves on underneath, the gloves wouldn't fit. So they made him put these gloves on in front of the jury, and he's trying to get these gloves, and he's doing the best he can to make it look even worse.
Yeah,
it's they don't fit, but it was him. It was so obvious. But it's definitely worth a look.
Yeah, it was a big thing, wasn't it?
Yeah,
was that Kardashian?
That was.
Yeah.
Yes.
He was the lawyer.
He was OJ's friend. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, but it's worth looking at just to see John Travolta's toupee. I think
toupee or not
fantastic.
Toupee. So still in July, Amazon.com was founded in Bellevue, Washington, by Jeff Bezos.
Wow. Multi-billionaire.
They reckon it's going to be the first $1 trillion company.
Wow. Do you think he ever thought when it first started that it would get to the size that it is now?
I don't think so.
Do you think he could ever?
Isn't he now the richest man in the world? Isn't he?
I don't know.
He's
How could anybody when they you know, we think when Steve Jobs was in his little garage and pottering away, thinking that all of these kind of empires that they're building.
I know. Who knew? Who knew?
Nobody.
Who knew?
Nobody.
August came and the Sunday Trading Act comes into full effect, permitting retailers to trade on Sundays.
Yay!
Though restricting opening times for larger stores to a maximum of 6 hours.
We love shopping on a Sunday.
Well,
that means that people like you have to work on a Sunday.
Yeah, I do have to work every Sunday. And, well, it was a big thing, wasn't it? Because we were not used to it. We used to have half-day opening. Was it a Wednesday?
I can't remember.
You must be, come on, you're older than me, and I can remember the half-day opening. Well, Saturday was only half-day opening.
Was it?
Yeah!
Christ, how did anybody get anything done in those days?
You weren't worried about shopping, you were too busy pulling your sprouts out.
Okay. That's
what you September, the MTV Video
Awards.
Do you
remember?
Is open by newlyweds Michael Jackson and Lisa Marie Presley.
God.
Do you remember those two getting hooked? They were only married for about 90 days.
Marie Presley, now she's seen some celebrity penises in her time, hasn't she?
Possibly. She was married to
she
Nick
must
Cage.
Be, yeah.
Nick Cage? I'm just thinking, Nick Cage and Michael Jackson just two.
Two? Did Michael Jackson have a penis?
Probably in a box somewhere.
Do you reckon it looked as bad as his face?
I reckon it was.
Well, just like pointed. Like his
nose. Like his nose, like some weird triangular kind of shaft.
But I just wonder if it was black or white. Ding, 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 ding. God, that's bad. Hey!
Yay, yay, he's there. October, Gary Larson retired from the Far Side cartoon.
What?
Of the Far Side cartoons, do you remember those?
No.
You weren't a fan of the Far Side? They were everywhere. Birthday cards, calendars, these little sketches. I suggest you have a look. They're very funny, young man.
Okay.
Very funny.
Never heard of it.
Oh, you're boring. And Fireman Sam made a surprise return to TV.
Okay.
November, the first national lottery draw takes place. And the Daily Telegraph becomes the first paper to launch an online section. Now, I played the National Lottery the very first time.
I did.
Along with everybody.
Everybody did.
And we all sat as a family and watched the National Lottery show.
Yeah.
Why? Because it was pants. Was it Noel Edmonds?
It was Noel Edmonds, yeah.
And when they did the numbers, I sat there really faced and went, yep, yep. And then when we got to the final number, I just checked my ticket. Yeah! And my mum and dad, literally, for a bit, thought I'd done it. I didn't get one number. And the first edition of Warcraft was released. Gaming was never to be the same again. 1994, I thought, that's a long, you know, I thought it was like newer than that, if you know what I mean. Newer. December came, and the final edition of the Generation game with Brucey was aired.
Oh.
Who took over?
Jim Davidson.
It was Jim Davidson.
Wasn't he a bit dodge?
Well, not at the time. He was quite a good host back then, wasn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, I don't
good.
Think he was... He's never been
he got it, well, not in like fiddling or anything, but he was a bit
you
of
sure?
a puncher, wasn't he? Didn't he get done for beating one of his wives?
Oh, did he? Allegedly.
Allegedly. He was married to that HTV presenter, Alison somebody, the blonde-haired girl for a bit. Do you remember?
Oh, yeah.
Well, that narrows it down.
I can't remember her surname. She was like quite a big thing because she was quite pretty.
Yeah.
Oh.
And you don't get a pretty HTV.
Because that's weird, because going back to the Tilsleys, the guy who played Brian Tilsley, wasn't he married? He was married to like this hotshot American...
Oh, yeah.
Like reporter or TV presenter,
what was
wasn't
his
he?
Name?
Oh. Brian Tilsley.
No, in the show it was Brian Tilsley. Was
Chris
it?
Quintin, wasn't it?
Chris Quintin Letts.
Anyway, hang on.
1 minute, the last little bit. A jury found Heidi Fleiss guilty of running a cool rings, a circle.
Excuse me?
A cool ring circle.
I thought he was trying to say cool runnings.
So Heidi Fleiss was running a cool ring circle.
Yeah, cool What's... girl ring. That's what I meant.
You mean a cool girl?
A cool girl ring.
Heidi Fleiss, she had many celebrities.
In a cool girl
on
ring.
On her books. Charlie Sheen was one of them. Moving on. Quickly, what was the biggest selling single from 1994?
Oh, just play it.
No, it wasn't the biggest selling. This was the number one.
Oh, Christ, 1994.
Little Game. Come on. You mentioned the movie it was from.
It's got to be Elton John,
You
then.
Know I hate
no,
it.
No, it's got to be Love Is All Around, then.
Yeah. No. Wet.
Oh.
But this is the number one from this week in 1994. Enjoy.
Jen's got another challenge.
You ready for this?
Yes.
Are you ready? Are you ready to win, Pat?
Oh, God, I am.
You're going to win?
Yep.
Who's reading the envelope?
It's me this time, isn't it?
Yeah.
See if I can say it without coughing.
Say it without coughing, sir.
Say it without coughing. Size matters. Ain't that the truth? You have a maximum of 5 minutes. Blow the balloon up so that the circumference of the balloon is the same length as the average length of a cucumber. Your time starts now. So hang on a minute then. So we've got to... we're guessing.
Yeah. No, I'm not telling you how long an average cucumber is.
So you've got 5 minutes. And the circumference...
We both know so what the circumference
that's
is.
That's all the way around, isn't
round
it?
Round the balloon.
Oh, it smells very rubbery.
Thank you very much.
Steady.
I'm just saying.
Steady.
I don't know if I've got enough puff.
Smell.
Oh, it's very rubbery.
Hang on there, Max. I'm not going to cheat by looking at you.
Well, how can you cheat?
Eh? Oh, hey. Oh dear. Right.
So the circumference, isn't it? Oh, wow, circumference. If you look at a cucumber... it's all going Pete Tong. So that's not so much of an easy thing to do, is it?
I didn't say I was going to make them easy.
So you got to look at the circumference.
Neil's gone awfully red in the face.
Oh, pardon.
Excuse me.
Yes, Susan, I think it could be death by balloon.
Have we got to tie a knot in the end?
Well, it would help.
It would help,
it?
Otherwise the air's going to come out.
Pardon? I'm just checking the time. What are we doing for time?
You're 1 minute 30 in. So you've got plenty of time.
Mm. Right, I'm going for it.
You're committing.
Oh, yeah, but I've got to try and tie it. That's the problem. I can't.
The question is, how big do you think the average cucumber is?
Well, that's the thing. Right, no, I'm going for that.
Yeah, the problem is...
From here, both the balloons look
I can't tie
kind of the same size.
Freaking balloon.
Freaking balloon.
You could win this, pal.
I don't think so. Well, you've got another... You can't tell me you're not going to be able to tie that balloon up in 3 minutes. Yeah.
If he can't tie the balloon by the time the 5 minutes is up, the point's yours.
Well, I'm 3-0 down. I'll take the point any way I can. If I had something I could pop that balloon with, I'd pop it now. So, although by the looks of it, there
watching
isn't that much difference.
Watching a grown man
between...
try to
why can't you
tie
a balloon?
Don't mock the inflicted.
How is that an infliction?
Oh, by the way, I'm terribly sorry, listeners. That really was an involuntary burp.
Can somebody help?
No, you've got to do it yourself. If the scores were level or if I was ahead, I would help you tie that. But I cannot believe that a man of nearly 50 is...
What you talking about, Willis?
Can't tie a... Can't tie a balloon up. What are you doing?
How can you not tie it? What is wrong with you?
Wrap it round your finger.
Don't tell me.
That's it, and then
don't
just
pop it, though.
And then just flip it through.
You're 3 minutes in.
I honestly
can't believe I'm going to win this by the fact that you can't tie your balloon up.
I'm starting to panic because I got really sweaty hands. Look now,
and I thought 5 minutes was being way too over. Clearly not.
This is crazy.
Don't take the mickey.
You're doing this on purpose, aren't you? You feel sorry for me, don't you? And you're giving me a point.
For those that can't see Neil's face, he has the angriest face I've ever seen of a grown man trying to tie a balloon.
Why would you tie?
It's the reddest face I've seen for somebody that is trying to tie a balloon up.
You've just got to get
You're taking the piss now, Neil. You seriously are. I cannot believe.
Shut up. You're putting me off.
The challenge should have just been tying balloons.
Yes.
Yeah, well, I've never been able to do it.
Oh, he's going to pop it.
If he pops it, he doesn't get another, or does he get another balloon?
I'm not being silly. I can't. You're
over the 4 minute mark just to put a little bit of pressure on you. All that measuring he did with his fingers earlier out the window, he's just popping air.
You know what's going to happen? He's going to do it at the last minute, isn't he? And then he's going to win the bloody point.
Shut up. I'm really trying my hardest.
Dun, 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 dun,
30
dun,
seconds dun, left, dun, Neil.
I dun, can dun, seriously not tie this fucking balloon.
You've got a lovely shade of scarlet. Don't give up. Get a knot
in
it.
My finger is hurting.
Try a different one.
You're an undercover gay detective.
10 seconds
I've forgotten my trousers.
No.
5, 4... 3, 2, 1.
I genuinely,
I honestly don't believe that.
I've never been able to tie a balloon.
Measure my balloon, Jen.
Oh, I'd love to. So how long do you reckon the average cucumber is in length?
12 inches.
I think it's got to be...
In centimetres, because I don't know what
inches. Oh, in centimetres. 22 centimetres.
The average cucumber comes into 30 centimetres.
Wow.
Yours is 40, so you were 10 off.
Ooh.
Not bad, but...
But as one contestant...
Measure mine.
Even... Oh, I'm sorry. You really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just saying. That's you fine. Never know.
That's fine.
My hands genuinely really hurt. I feel how sweaty they've
That's
got.
That's terrible, mate.
I've never been able to tie a balloon. Don't, yeah,
yours
just...
is at 15 at a push.
I'll take it. I'll take it. Let's play the last song while I can lord it over
well
you.
Well done. 3-1.
I'm on my way back now, baby.
Yeah, well, you did all right. Well done, you. Congratulations, yeah.
Thank you.
I'll give you that. Congratulations. Thanks very
much. Yeah, that's how we go. Yeah.
How are you, Bruce?
Maybe I should turn the microphones up.
Yeah, that'll do. Bruce, how are you?
It's lovely to be here, lovely.
How have you been?
I've been all right, actually. It's quite nice up here. Yeah. I've got boobs.
Have you been on the nice pearly white cloud? Have you been through the pearly gates and everything?
Yes.
You got let straight in with all your good work and tapping.
Well, I did, yes. Although, of course, you're not allowed to bring anything that's man-made in with you, so I had to come in bold as a coot.
You're telling me you wore a wig?
My dad?
Oh.
No.
Now, obviously, you left a lot of people mourning you, but you... seen some of your friends? Have you seen little Ronnie Corbett?
Lovely little Ronnie and Sammy with the funny eye.
Yeah.
Well, of course, he's got two good eyes now.
Oh, really? You have everything?
Yes. But we've been working on some new shows.
Oh, right. Brilliant.
Maybe every so often I could come and do one on your show.
We would love you to do that.
Yeah? Would you like that?
Yeah, I'd love it. Love to do that.
Hello, Jen. You're looking lovely.
Where are you looking down from us exactly? Because we can't see you.
Well, now I'm an ethereal state.
Right. What's that? Is that the end of the Willy? Is that the ethereal?
I'm all around. I can be if you want me to be.
No.
I can be everywhere.
Okay.
I'm there when you're brushing your teeth. Oh. And I'm there when you're having a shit.
Are you there for everything?
When you're playing with yourself.
He's like a little guardian angel.
Yeah, I'm there as well with you as well, Jen.
I always wondered.
Yeah, I do like that time in the morning.
You know when you have that feeling that someone's just stood behind you but there's no one there?
Yeah.
It's reassuring.
You're having a good scratch. I like that one, yeah.
Tell us these shows, Brucey.
I've got some shows. It's not the right bit of paper. Where's my bit of paper? We have paper here in heaven, you see.
Yeah. Paper?
I've got a cough. I like a pev. So we've got we can play your harps, right?
Oh, I like that, yeah.
So we could maybe have a game of that.
Yeah.
Have I got news for you?
Oh, I like that, yeah.
Play that. Or I'm a celestial, get me out of here.
We'll play that one next time.
We can play that one. Or otherwise, we could do name that tune with a kazoo.
Oh, that would be quite good.
We'll do that one then. That's the easiest one to work out.
Yeah, we'll do that one.
Yeah, not every week, though.
Yeah. Not
Thursday
every
Thursday nights I like to play cribbage.
Who with?
Everybody. There's me, Gandhi, Maxi, Tung, and Hitler.
Oh, really? Yeah. Why those? Well, that's a very eclectic mix.
Well, it's home and away, you see, with heaven and hell.
Right. Yeah. So you and Gandhi are in heaven?
Not necessarily, no.
Well, you told me you were up there.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, but Gandhi was a right bastard.
Was he?
You believe what he did with his flip-flops.
Yeah, went through so many nappies.
Indeed.
Well, it's been really nice talking to you,
Bruce. Well, it's been lovely talking to you. Remember, I'm always watching.
I hope so.
Yeah.
That's right, Jen. Have a good scratch.
Well, thank you very much.
No problem.
There he goes. Bye!
Bye! Bye!
Back again.
Brucey.
I can't stay away.
You perv.
I'll go in there. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. again. Oh, I missed you so much.
But not a lot. No, that wasn't your catchphrase. Have you seen Paul Daniels while you're up there?
No. I think he's in the other place.
Oh, all those tricks.
Yeah, all those tricks. Yeah, he's not clear now. Anyway, I'm going there. Bye. Bye. See you.
Oh, it's lovely to have Brucey back, everyone. It was lovely to have Brucey back, wasn't it? Oh, I'm on an echo now. What's happening there?
Brucey's obviously, his spirit is still here.
Well, it's not often I like to play with the afterworld. Oh, we still got the music going. It's very relaxing, isn't it? Hang on. I feel like we're in like one of those...
You need to talk really slowly.
Yeah.
Oh, it's gone now.
What you need to do is breathe.
When the second REM cycle ends, you'll find yourself in a state of pure bliss.
Oh, that was very relaxing.
I was
just going to say, imagine you're lying in warm water with whales, spraying all over you.
Just make you wet yourself.
Is that what they do? Whale sounds.
Me balls burning!
Anyway, we're at the end of the show. So, everybody, thank you very much for listening. Thank you very much for the challenge, Jen. Next time, don't give me one that I have to tie.
How was I to know that you couldn't tie balloons? That's a lot.
Fair's fair. I was trying really hard. My finger is actually still hurting from where I was really
trying. Oh, stop being a tart. Bye, Brucey.
Yeah, bye, Brucey. That was really nice. It brought a tear to my glass eye.
I bet it did.
Thank you very much, Pav. Have a great relaxing weekend. Get rid of that cough.
Indeed.
Thank you very much, everyone, for listening. Thank you very much, everybody, for watching. We'll see you all again next week. Let's all have a little jolly to this one.
Poo bags.
Hi, I'm Pavo.
And I'm Neil.
And we're in the cockpit of the That's No Moon podcast.
And we're flying from a galaxy far, far away to bring you the hottest, the latest Star Wars weekly news.
Hotter than the two suns of Tatooine.
Every Wednesday, we'll bring you the up-to-the-minute news.
And rumours and gossip from everything going on in the Star Wars universe.
With special episodes including movie commentaries and trailer breakdowns.
So, if you're looking for the best Star Wars podcast
to listen to while sat on the toilet having a poo,
or relaxing drinking a nice glass of Qui-Gon gin and tonic,
visit our website, pancast.co.uk. Download them from Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or other podcast apps.
That's No Moon.
It's a podcast.